The Cannabis Licensing Authority, CLA, was set up in 2015 under the Dangerous Drug Amendment Act to establish and regulate Jamaica's legal ganja and hemp industry for the use of the plant and its byproducts for medical, therapeutic, and scientific purposes. This is in accordance with Jamaica's international treaty obligations regarding the cultivation, production, use, and export of narcotic substances.
These are not just standards to do with medicine or compliance to do with health. It is also financial standards, banking standards, to ensure that, you know, our market is not being used for illegal activities parading under a license.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness. The CLA's 16-member board, headed by Hyacinth Lightburn, comprises representatives from academia and the Attorney General's chambers, as well as civil society, non-governmental community-based organizations, and faith-based organizations. The authority, an agency of the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture, and Fisheries, operates a licensing and applications division, as well as an enforcement and monitoring division. These divisions ensure that applications are appropriately reviewed and licenses issued to qualified applicants, and that licensees are held accountable in accordance with the terms and conditions of their license. 5 categories of licenses are issued, covering cultivation, processing, transportation, retail, and research and development. Under the regulations, 11 types of licenses are available across the 5 main categories. However, the current regulations do not cover licenses pertaining to import and export. So what happens is, a conditional license is granted following a satisfactory background check, after which the applicant is then required to implement the necessary measures to get the actual license to enter the industry. Following the submission of over 200 applications, history was created on October 18, 2017, with the issuing of the first 2 licenses by the Cannabis Licensing Authority of Jamaica, CLA, for the entities to legally operate in the cannabis industry.
We remain committed to getting it right and to ensure that Jamaica's stake in the global medicinal cannabis industry is never compromised and remains sustainable.
CLA Chairman Hyacinth Lightburn. Everything Oily Labs was presented with a processing license, while Epicon received a license for cultivation. As a condition of any license issued, the license holder is subject to compliance checks, and any activity which does not fall within the strictures of the license requires the CLA to take action. This may lead to the revocation of a license if the activities are in breach of the terms of the license and the regulations. The government has taken note of the rigors associated with the application process and is working on improvements. Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Carl Samuda says despite the approval of 2 licensees who have started operations, the industry has significant opportunities for expansion.
It is an industry that can take off and earn a massive amount of foreign exchange, and that is why we are going to pay particular attention to loosening up all the knots that have plagued us over the last year.
The role of the Cannabis Licensing Authority is also to be strengthened as part of efforts to develop the sector. Are you interested in applying for a license to operate in the ganja and hemp industry? Individuals, companies, and cooperatives may apply. Individuals must be ordinarily resident or living in Jamaica for 3 or more years. Companies must be registered with the Companies Office of Jamaica with substantial ownership and control by persons ordinarily resident on the island. Cooperatives must have proof of registration or application for registration. For further information, visit the CLA's website at cla.org.jm or call 876-596-2996.
Hey, you. Yes, you, sir, with the canned beef and you, little miss, with the mango and salt. Go easy upon the salt for me, now, please. It tastes good, don't. But guess what? A hit CM1 I go raise up your blood pressure.
This message was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.